How many languages are there in the world? This is a rather difficult question to answer, but it is not too inaccurate to say that there are about 5,000 languages in the world today. What is much more certain is that this number is smaller than it used to be, and is getting smaller all the time. In the last years of the 20th century, languages are increasingly dying out without being replaced. What happens is that communities go through a process of language shift. This means that a particular community gradually abandons its original native language and goes over to speaking another one instead. This has been a relatively common process in the sociolinguistic history of the world. 200 years ago, for example, most of the population of Ireland were native speakers of Irish Gaelic. Now the vast majority are native speakers of English. Linguists believe that this is a very serious problem, and that the preservation of linguistic diversity in the world should have a high priority in the same way that the preservation of biological diversity does. It is obvious, for example, that the connection between languages and cultures is an intimate one, and that the disappearance of languages from the world could greatly speed up the process of cultural homogenization. A monocultural world would not only be a very dull, but probably also a very stagnant place. Languages as partial barriers to communication, probably also a good thing, since they make it more difficult for the cultures of economically powerful and populous societies to penetrate and replace those of smaller communities. Sociolinguists have been active in trying to combat this process. Reversing language shift is an activity which requires considerable sociolinguistic experience and knowledge, as well as hard work and large sums of money. The aim is to help small culturally threatened communities to transmit their languages to the next generation. Perhaps even more important, however, are people's attitudes to languages. There are very many, often complex, reasons why language shift takes place. Frequently, though, people abandon the language which is the repository of their culture and history, and which has been the language of their community for generations, because they feel ashamed of using it. If rich and powerful people, more technologically advanced than yourself, tell you frequently enough that your language is inferior and backward, you may end up believing them and come to think that way yourself. You also see that people who speak your language are treated unfavorably and discriminated against, then that too will obviously be a powerful reason for abandoning it.